Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Got your host, James J. here, joined by Melissa Kay and Seth Habhager. And right now, joining us on the phone, our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you.
How's it going today?
Going well. How about yourself?
Doing good over here. Anything fun lined up this weekend?
Not too much. Probably a little Christmas shopping. Got to get some of that stuff done here. How about you guys?
Never a bad idea. Never a bad idea to get some of that stuff out of the way. You do not want to wait until the last second. That's for sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
What's Mother Nature got in store for us this weekend, Paul?
Yeah, you know, definitely some windy conditions coming in here late tonight and then into tomorrow. But along with a pretty big temperature fall with this cold front coming through late tonight, still looking at just a cold but quieter weekend time frame here for us. We do stay with sunny breaks, some clouds in the area today, highs in the mid-40s, south winds to 10 to 20. Tonight, still seeing chances for a rain shower later in the evening, turning to snow showers late with a low at about 10. Any accumulations less than an inch, so maybe a coating overnight tonight, with west winds also picking up at around 20 to 30 overnight. And then those west winds still about 15 to 30 on Saturday. Breaks the sun returning, highs at about 19, 11 Saturday night, 32 Sunday, some sun, and west winds 10 to 15. Mid-teens on Sunday night, and then looking at mid-30s on Monday. Still looking at some clouds, maybe a few more snow shower chances Monday and Tuesday. We'll go from mid-30s Monday to mid-20s for highs Tuesday. Those overnight lows falling into mid-teens Monday night, even some single-digit lows Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Not bad. I think we'll keep that one, Paul.
Not bad.
All right. Yeah, good weekend, guys.
You too. Have a great one. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate you. Big shout out to our the best in the business, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center there. Always appreciate the time from them. Thank you for a great week.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
In this hour, we are going to be doing some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're going to make somebody a star of the day a little bit later with our friends from Culver's. All that coming up right now. This hour, next hour, we got to kick off with That Ain't Right stories because we've got a couple of these and I got to get them off my chest. We got to get them out. One of them actually is a story Melissa did a little bit a couple days ago, I believe, about a gentleman in some scamming and stuff. So I wanted to make sure we touched on that. We'll do that before we lose Mel. We're going to lose Melissa at 9:30.
We might not.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you an update.
All right, sounds good. Either way, we'll be covering that. Mm-hmm. So first up, this one, my first question, and I know I do a lot of kidding around on this show and everything, but I genuinely mean this, especially this time of year. I think it's very important to ask these kind of questions. Pepsi, who hurt you? Who hurt you, Pepsi? What happened? You can tell us. You can talk to us, Pepsi, because Pepsi wants you to try Pilk. Pepsi what? Plus milk.
Oh, ugh. No.
And the only reason I can think of this is that somebody hurt them, and they need a hug. They need a hug or something. I don't know. This sounds gross, but it's got a pretty big cult following online.
Seriously?
Pepsi just launched this new ad campaign where they're trying to get more people to try Pilk, Pepsi mixed with milk. They didn't come up with the name or the idea. It was actually made very famous on Laverne and Shirley back in the 70s because it was Penny Marshall's favorite drink. And I am never going to say anything bad about Penny Marshall, but
it was her character. It wasn't actually Penny Marshall.
Yeah, yeah. Fans have compared the taste to a Coke float, where you pour soda over vanilla ice cream.
Right.
The idea also went viral a few years ago, and it's similar to the whole dirty soda trend, where you mix in cereal and flavored syrups.
Jeez. Cereal? What?
I missed that one.
My teeth hurt.
I know.
Now Pepsi is trying to get Pilk trending for the holidays. They're doing a sweepstakes and an ad campaign with Lindsay Lohan. What? What?
Doomed to failure.
Why? Why do I feel like they had like a Rolodex list of celebrities and they got all the way to the L's and this is what they ended up with? And I don't mean that as a shot at Lindsay Lohan. I just mean, let's being honest, I'm sure she would be even admit it's not like she's a star right now.
Yeah,
She's a known commodity, but we have not seen her in a long time.
No, we haven't.
That's talking about who they're trying to target with this. This marketing plan.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People in their early to mid-20s.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you post a photo or a video of yourself enjoying some Pilk and cookies.
The word sounds terrible.
Why would you mix it with cookies?
Yeah, those poor cookies. This Sunday is National Cookie Day, and how dare you, how dare you, sir or madam, destroy those cookies, that soul of that cookie like that. So between now and Christmas, if you take a picture, a photo, or video of you enjoying this, you'll be entered into a drawing to win holiday cash. 25 people will get $1,000. You just have to tag Pepsi on TikTok, Instagram, or Twitter with the hashtag Pilk and Cookies. And also be willing to take shots from your friends the rest of your life.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because even if you have a root beer float, a Coke float, have you? You're not going to have it with chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream.
No.
Vanilla only.
Yes, and I don't know if anyone knows that milk is not flavored vanilla. No, I mean, you can get vanilla flavored milk, but normal milk is not flavored vanilla.
No. Nope. Is $1,000 like they're saying this year you get in the running to win this? But I'm debating in my head right now if a gentleman from Pepsi came up to me and said, "Hey, drink this, I'll give you $1,000." I don't know. I could use the money, but I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking about it. I'd do it probably. I'll be honest. I'd probably do it.
You know what? This sounds like red meat for hipsters.
Oh. Oh.
The irony, you know, doing it ironically, kind of a thing. You know, I'm drinking Pilk. kind of thing. No.
But it's not a video, right? It's just a picture?
A photo or a video.
It could be both.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. But so if it's a photo, you don't actually have to drink it.
No.
You just have it there.
Have it.
And Pepsi gets what they want.
Yes.
Yep.
They still get what they want. Yeah. Either way, it doesn't matter if you drink it.
Yeah. Advertising.
Yep.
And I mean, you know, the idea of there no... there's no such thing as bad news or you know, that kind of thing. There's
bad publicity,
bad publicity, that whole thing. It really rings true these days, like, unfortunately. I do think that there's a million celebrities that would raise their hand right now and say, actually, I can actually quite badly. But as far as companies go, there isn't a whole lot of, like, you've really got to push the envelope to a bad degree to where you're like, you know, getting blackballed or getting, nobody's buying your products, period, or anything.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like, even if you are a Pepsi fan, if you've been drinking Pepsi your whole life, this is not going to get you to stop drinking it.
Right. Exactly.
The catch is how many new people are going to pick up Pepsi because of this. That's what they're looking for.
Exactly.
And I don't know that that's necessarily, this is an incentive to get anybody to want to drink Pepsi. I don't know.
Try our product by mixing it with another product, and you'll love it.
Right? Yeah.
I thought of that, yeah.
How does that work?
They also came up with some recipes like mixing in flavored coffee creamer or using wild cherry Pepsi instead of regular.
Because it's not good by itself.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's pretty much what they're telling you.
I hadn't thought of that, but it's like, yeah, our product is so bad that you have to mix it with something else.
I think I would have been a little more in favor of this if they had like worked with a milk company. And, like, tried to promote milk, and, you know, like the milk campaigns they had some years back and everything.
Yeah, and backing dairy farmers.
Yes. Yeah, like, that had been different.
Maybe they approached him, and the American Dairy Association is like, are you kidding me? What? No, get out of here. What are you doing? We're not going to taint our product with your stuff.
Oh, God, I want that to be true so bad. This big board meeting, all these millionaires in the room together and everything, and the board member for Pepsi slides over the Pilk or whatever, and the head of the milk council just looks at it and just, like, starts laughing.
Yeah.
It's like, we don't need you, man.
No.
Like, milk's doing just fine.
Yeah.
Milk doesn't need an advertising campaign.
But can't you see the next commercial coming out from the Dairy Association? Our product stands fine on its own. Yes. You don't need to mix it with anything.
Oh, that's good.
You should be working for them. That was a good one.
Yeah, that is really good. That is very good.
Actually, this reminds me, you know, James talking about bad ideas in corporate. If anyone out there wants to get me a gift, if you can find a case of New Coke, I'd be right there. I'm right there, man.
So you were the guy.
Yeah, the one guy that liked it.
Yeah, liked it. Okay, all right. Yeah, I should have mentioned this beforehand. Journalistically, you know, my integrity is shot on this. I come from a Coke family.
Yep.
And if I want to still be in the will, I have to, you know, promote Coca-Cola. So.
Yes.
But still, if this was Coke doing this, I'd say the same exact
thing. Yeah, right.
I actually think it might taste worse with Coca-Cola. Like,
probably. exactly.
What Pepsi has got, always had a little bit of a watery flavor to me, more than Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola, like, that's a soda. Like, I taste soda to me. I don't always get that with Pepsi.
And I don't know about you, but I don't want carbonated milk.
Oh.
Yeah, that does sound kind of weird, huh?
Yeah.
It really does.
And Coca-Cola has, you know, that extra shot of carbonation right before they cap it.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a really nice point there. I
give me some of that bubbly milk.
That sounds like a science experiment.
Fizzy.
Yeah.
Milk's, like, outside of, like, syrups, milk's perfectly fine on its own. You don't need to mess with it. Yep. Just let
it
be.
And if it's bubbly, it's fermenting.
Yes.
Then it becomes cheese or cottage cheese, you know.
Right. Was that good enough, gentlemen? Did we get paid now? Okay. Yeah. For the Dairy Council. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Dairy Council. Thank you.
We love you, farmers.
Love our farmers. We will take a break right here. Nicely done. Take a break. We'll come back and get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. A little bit later, Culver's Star of the Day. And keep listening for that chance to get qualify and some Christmas trivia with our friends from Quality Foods. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing that a little bit later as well, all here on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Every time. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. And of course, because it's Friday, that means we don't just celebrate Friday. No, Saturday and Sunday as well. We get to go ahead and have some fun celebrating. So let's go ahead and dive right into it. Mm-hmm. I need a 1 or a 2. Seth, give it to me.
2.
All right. That gives us our qualifier. All right. For that one. And how about another 1 or a 2?
We'll go with 1.
A 1. All right. That gives us our qualifier there, too. All right. So we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Charles Bukos Hammond.
Ooh, happy birthday, Charles.
Happy birthday.
He is a great guy. Charles is, many people will know him from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. He's directed me before. Great gentleman. Wonderful gentleman.
Very cool.
Wishing him a very, very happy birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
And we want to wish our qualifiers a happy anniversary, Jason and Kelly Dietz.
Oh, congratulations, Jason and Kelly.
Happy anniversary.
I don't have the number of the anniversary here, so we're just going to go ahead and wish them a great one. No matter what one it is, we wish you many, many more.
Yes, indeed.
And you're our qualifier.
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
We only have one name on the list for Saturday, so we get to put the spotlight on Abigail Wilson.
Aw, happy birthday, Abigail.
Yes.
I've always been a fan of that name.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever met an Abigail, but I've always been a fan of that name. I've always liked it.
I've known several Abbeys, but they're not necessarily Abigail.
Yeah, I have two. I don't know if their full name was Abigail, though. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And then moving on to Sunday, December 4th, we want to wish a very happy birthday to one of our favorite people here at WFHR. Joins us every month on Morning Magazine, Let's Talk Real Estate, Mr. J.R. Seward.
Happy birthday,
J.R.
Yeah.
You know, J.R. is, they don't pay me to say this. I say it because I believe it.
Right.
I think he's the best in this area at this when it comes to knowledge. When it comes to, certainly different, realty companies are going to have different properties. So it may not work out that see where realtors are the place that, of a property you want.
Mm-hmm.
So not going to begrudge any of our other realtors out there or anything like that. But I have to say personally, long before I interviewed him and really met him, I knew of the Seawerts because of the way they treated my family. My just being blunt with the audience here, I'm just going to be real with you guys. My dad, it was, I believe, the second or the last time that he got locked up, and he was going to go away for a year. And my mom was panicking. She needed somewhere to stay with my brother and sister. I was trying to help with this. I was not able to. JR helped find her a place. And they find this place, and it's something that she can afford. But, she's got a little bit of a sad look on her face, and JR says, "What's wrong?" She's like, "Well, I was kind of hoping there'd be a refrigerator here. There was no refrigerator in the house." And she's like, "But we'll figure it out. We just need a place. Thank you so much," and everything. We go back to the old house to grab our stuff. We're coming back maybe an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours later. There's a refrigerator in the house. No charge, no nothing. Awesome. Don't even know where it came from. Mm-hmm. Worked great. Was an amazing refrigerator. Mm-hmm. This is the kind of guy he is.
Yep.
They under you know like his father and many and all the other people over there at Sierra Realtors. They realize the realty business is a reputation business.
Absolutely.
They treat people right. And I really commend him for that.
Yep.
Also, incredible marathon runner. Sierra Realtors, they put so much into this community. We always talk about supporting people that support us, support the community. Just big fans. Big fans of them over there. And wish you a very happy birthday, Mr. Seward.
Yes, indeed.
Enjoy your day.
And our qualifier for Sunday, I did all that because he didn't qualify.
Consolation prize.
Our qualifier for Sunday, Afi Tabritz.
Ooh, happy birthday, Afi.
Happy birthday. Wow.
I'm not 100%. I believe Afi works over at Family Natural Foods. I think so. I believe that's a... Maybe there's another Afi running around. I'm not sure. And I don't want to...
It's a very distinct name. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but we wish Afi a fantastic birthday. Enjoy your day. And love that name. Love that. Tabrizi. Afi Tabrizi is the name.
That's a very cool name.
It's a really cool name. Want to thank everybody that sent us these birthdays and anniversaries. Thank you so much. We appreciate you so very, very much. And a big thank you, not just from me and our staff, but from Elga and Donald. Elga and Donald, who are some listeners of ours out of Switzerland.
What? Ah. What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We've had a couple from Sweden. We've had a handful from Finland, I believe. Pam can correct me on that. I don't believe we've had anybody from Switzerland before.
My people. Mm-hmm. My people. They know exactly how to pronounce my name.
They know how to pronounce your name.
Yes, I was going to say. Finally, people who can pronounce my name correctly.
This is the funniest thing to me. My oldest friend, you've heard me ramble about before, Chris, he's Swiss as well.
Yes.
And another good friend I have. And Seth, that's kind of weird for me. That's interesting. I thought that was kind of funny. I just got a text from Pam, and this is why I do look at my phone from time to time when I'm on the air here, even though I don't like doing it.
Yep.
Pam, we have an honorable mention we have to get in here.
Okay.
Because today, December 2nd, is Don Cheeseborough's birthday.
Don!
Happy birthday, Don.
Don.
Don is amazing. Don is awesome. Don is not only, of course, you know, as we've mentioned Don's name a million times on the airwaves here. Mm-hmm. Don is our main guy running the boards for all of our sports. He's been doing this for a very long time.
Live remotes, too.
Yep. He's our main guy. He's the guy that is there, and he does such a great job with it. For audience members, you may not know what it's like, but when you're on a remote and you're on a high wire, you're really on a high wire, and you can have everything planned out and have great people working with you and all that, and it's live radio, and something's going to go wrong. Something's going to happen that you didn't plan for. Every single remote I've ever done, this has happened. That's live anything. Having somebody on the board back here that you can trust is one less thing that you don't have to worry about, and it's one thing that you know, okay, this person has my back. I'm going to be okay. If my guest doesn't get over here in time and I need an extra 30 seconds or whatever, all these little things that you can't teach, you just got to know. You just got to instinctively learn in the process of the job. Don's got it all down.
I think he's
arguably one of the best we've ever had here at WFHR running the board and being able to cover those things. He's also done a great job covering over the back fence from time to time and some other things. He's also a very fun person to talk to.
Yeah,
he's a
good human being.
I want to just focus on him as a worker. He's also just a good guy.
And we also have to say that Don is not he's kind of a shy. I think we could say he's kind of a shy guy when he doesn't like to be on the air. With his voice on the air, even though he's got a great voice,
he does have a good voice.
We would love him to do it.
Yeah.
But also, I hope we're embarrassing him. Very much right now.
Very
I hope you're
much.
Turning red,
yes,
Don.
Yes, yes.
That's because we love you.
And I should mention, his father is the one that taught me how to play trumpet and cornet.
Oh, really?
In sixth grade.
Oh, cool. How about that?
His sister, Jessica, I've worked with a couple of times in plays at WRCT. Great family. Great family.
I really appreciated him on my first remote by myself because he assured me, and I kept, calling him, Don, and he's like, no, it's fine. You're okay.
That's right.
He made me feel very comfortable and supported.
He's always great at that.
Yeah. Taking a look at some celebrity birthdays real quick. We have Charlie Puth is 31. Biggest hit, See You Again with Wiz Khalifa. That's a good song.
Yeah.
Alfred Enoch is 34. He is Wes on How to Get Away with Murder. He was also in the Harry Potter movies. Number 12 in this state, Mr. Aaron Rodgers is 39 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Certainly, you know, you're going to have people who like Aaron, people who don't like Aaron. You're going to have, you know, this and that and all these things. And certainly then you add on all the off-the-field stuff. You're going to have a little bit of all that. Just focusing on the man's talents, there are very few quarterbacks I have ever seen to be the complete package like Aaron Rodgers. And in his stretch here, especially when he's been in his prime and everything, there are very few arguments you can make for him not being at least in the conversation of greatest of all time.
I agree.
You can't have that conversation and not include him, at least. I'm not saying he's the greatest,
nope. But
you have to at least include him in the argument. I have seen very few quarterbacks. I love agile quarterbacks. I love fast quarterbacks. My favorite quarterback of all time was Randall Cunningham. My second favorite was Steve Young. Just to give you an idea. Aaron Rodgers is a bit of all of these guys, just evolved with a brain that can process the field in real time like very few can. Just an incredible quarterback.
Yes.
An incredible athlete. Just focusing on him as an athlete. That's all.
That's
I'm
all
doing.
You're doing.
Yes. Yes. I have a lot of respect for him on the football field. Jane Kramer is 39, country singer, former One Tree Hill actress. She was also on Dancing with the Stars. She was a contestant on there, it looks like.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of singers, Britney Spears is 41.
What? Oh, dear.
I didn't know that her and I, or any of us, we were all that close in age to her.
Me neither.
I thought she was a lot younger than that, I guess.
She's only like 3-4 years difference from me.
Yeah.
Jeez, I should have tried to date her or something.
I will say very happy for her with her independence.
Yes. Oh, yes. That whole mess, yeah.
Taking that all back is good.
That's a scary thing.
It's like, very scary.
I had not really heard much about that kind of stuff before until her case. And just like thinking about being a grown adult and not having control of your life.
That's
like,
insane.
That is a little freaky to me.
That is.
Nelly Furtado is 44. Great singer-songwriter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like a couple of her songs.
Yeah, she's a very good singer-songwriter. Let's see here. Monica Seles is 49, one of the greatest tennis players any of us have ever seen. Had her career cut short, of course, in one of the craziest moments in sports history.
That was nutty. That was insane.
I get goosebumps thinking about that. I remember being a kid, and back then they didn't really do a great job of, like, warning you before things or editing footage, and you see the gentleman, like, for those that don't know, Monica Seles was attacked during a tennis match by a guy who tried to stab her.
Did get her and everything.
It shortened up her career, and when she did come back, just was never really the same. She was in the argument for one of the greatest of all time when her career was all said and done, and that really that stopped that. But I almost admire her even more for the way she has bounced back with her life and the things she has done with her life to, you know, bring awareness to different things. I've done a heck of an athlete, heck of a human being. Tretch from Naughty by Nature is 52. If you didn't feel old with the Britney Spears thing.
Naughty by Nature.
No, the Naughty by Nature reference.
There's
alone.
A name I have not heard in a long time.
Yeah. A lot of birthdays today.
Yeah.
The great Lucy Liu, born in this day. 54 for Lucy Liu.
She's 54?
Really?
Yeah.
She does not look 54.
I like her a lot.
So one of those people, like, if I got a list talk about a never-ending list, but if I got a list of actors that I'd love to work with, she's one of them.
She's very amazing. Talented. Yes, she is.
Really talented, really. Mm-hmm. Nate Mendel from the Foo Fighters is 54.
Nice.
A lot of hits with them, of course. Let's see here. Stone Phillips is 68.
Stone Phillips. Did his parents actually name him Stone?
No way they named him Stone.
Who calls your kid Stone? Yeah, you're a real boat anchor kid. Stone here, right around my neck.
Just wait, it gets better. Stone Stockton Phillips.
Oh wow, yeah.
Stone Stockton Phillips, yes.
And also celebrating would have been celebrating a birthday today, Giovanni Versace, born in the state in 1946, of course, passed away tragically in 1997. And let's take a glance at some Saturday birthdays. Not too much to mention, although do want to make sure to get this one in. Happy 54th birthday tomorrow to Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser.
Yes.
Good to see him again around.
I love Brendan Fraser. Huge fan of his. His Robo-Man in DC's Doom Patrol is amazing. Of course, his work in School Ties. Everybody loves the Mummy movies.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And get ready to cry and to vote for him for the Oscars because his performance in The Whale, I've seen it. I have no words. I don't normally do this. I like to wait until we really get close to cut time where I got to get my votes in for the SAG and the Oscars. I have a drafted email already up with a bunch of things, like because you mentioned names who you think should be nominated.
Okay,
my first name on the list is Brendan Fraser for this role in the whale.
Yeah,
it's incredible. It's just incredible, and it's great to see him back at it. One of the better actors that should have been around should have not been blackballed.
Had a much better career. Yeah.
The great Julianne Moore is also celebrating a birthday tomorrow.
Oh, I like her a lot.
62 for her.
Another amazing actor. Amazing.
Yeah. Oh. Incredibly talented. Her facial expressions break me. They break me. When she's breaking down in the scene, I'm breaking down. Like that. Especially,
that's how good she is.
Yeah. Especially when they do those Zoom closes or anything or a times two Zoom or something. Oh, yeah. Every time.
She's had some really difficult roles that she's had to tackle. And man, has she knocked it out of the park.
Daryl Hannah is 62 tomorrow as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
We got all the greatest hits coming out here. Wow.
Yeah. Great actress.
Yes.
Great actress.
Another good one.
Very good. I love her in Splash. It's a silly movie, but she is so likable in it to me. I think that a lot of actresses play that character and they cartoon it up or I don't know, they cheesy it up. I don't know what her process was to play a mermaid. But if you're going to do it, like if I'm casting somebody to play a mermaid, I tell them, look at what Daryl Hannah did. I think she did a really nice job. She didn't play it hokey. She didn't play it funny. She played it like she was
sincere.
Sincere is the perfect word for it. Yes. And I will just speaking for myself here. I believe when because it's hard to say who's the king of rock and roll. It's very difficult to say, but I think it's pretty easy to say who's the king of heavy metal. And that is Mr. Ozzy Osbourne, 74 years old for him today. The Oz Man cometh.
Still kicking.
Still alive. I think everyone's surprised by that.
A little bit.
Extremely. And I'm happy to say that, though. I think he's
still a surprise.
I am a big, big, big fan of Mr. Ozzy Osbourne. Certainly, there is plenty of things we could talk about that are not cool with Ozzy and that he has done and everything. But it is remarkable the life and the career he has lived and what he has done with his life. And the fact that I don't think it's far-fetched to say that he is still alive and that he has had a reality TV show and all these things and stuff.
He's a survivor.
And you just... So one of the few things I've got over my father with musicians, I've gotten to see the original Black Sabbath. Now, I got to see them very late in life, you know, and obviously well past their prime and everything.
Yeah.
But I'll say this. They sounded great. Tony Iommi was amazing. And the energy that Ozzy Osbourne has on stage, I went to four different Ozfests, saw him at each one of them, and even in that last fourth one, still energy at a 10, man.
Mm-hmm.
Running around there like he's 20 years old. Just it was very impressive. This was years ago.
Right, yes.
But very impressive.
Yep.
And then looking at Sunday, Jay-Z is 53 this Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah, Empire State of Mind. Mm. Fred Armisen is 56. Former SNL cast member, Portlandia, great actor. He is Uncle Fester on Wednesday right now. He's done a really good job as that, too.
Glad to see him on a good role there. He's kind of an underappreciated actor,
I think. Very much. So versatile.
Yep.
Tony Todd is 68 Sunday. Candyman.
Oh.
Tony Todd is one of the most intimidating actors I've ever seen in my life, and he is one of the sweetest people ever. Like, you see interviews with him and everything. He's such a kind man, but that voice.
That voice.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I would kill to have a voice like that.
You
it's an
both.
Amazing
yes,
voice.
Definitely.
And that's why he's in horror movies?
He's been, I mean, but more than that, he's just, yeah.
He was also in The Rock, Lean On Me. Great performance in Lean On Me. He was one of a few Star Trek Klingons and a Zoom on The Flash. Oh, interesting.
Yes, there you go.
Hmm. The Dude is 73 this Sunday. Oscar winner Jeff Bridges, 73.
Boy, talk about a guy who's had like four careers.
Yeah. Mm.
I mean, he's kind of run the gamut as the young star, and then he had kind of a fallow period, but then became, you know, like the 30s. And then with The Dude, of course, this iconic role, right? Everyone is going to think of that one, you know.
Absolutely.
But now, even now, in his later part of his career, he's found great roles for himself on that, too. So I give him all the credit in the world.
He just keeps working and keeps doing great work. Big, big fan of Mr. Bridges. And one person no longer with us as of Sunday would have been celebrating a birthday. Dennis Wilson, born in 1944, passed away in 1983. Beach Boys drummer and the only one who surfed.
The actually. Only surfer yeah. of the Beach Boys. That's right.
I learned that from Seth. See, I pay attention.
Yeah,
pay
that's right.
One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to our own Donald Cheeseborough. Happy birthday, Don.
Don, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Charles Bukos Hammond. And a very happy anniversary to our qualifiers, Jason and Kelly Dietz.
Congratulations.
Indeed.
Happy birthday to Abigail Wilson Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday Sunday to Mr. J.R. Seward.
Happy birthday, J.R.
And a very happy birthday Sunday to our qualifier, Affy Tabrizi.
Yes.
Everybody celebrating, everybody that got us these, thank you so much. Enjoy your weekend. Take a listen to Melissa's News. Then get on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week. And 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin. Ration Rapids, wish them a good day from all of us here at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What we are about to do, Melissa, Seth, and I, is get into the Christmas spirit. We're going to play some lines, some quotes from a famous Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. You call up at 424-2600. You get the answer right to what movie this is from, and boom, just like that, you win two concrete mixers, two value baskets from our fantastic friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. We wish them a great big good morning from all of us here at WFHR. Let's get ready to play, everybody. Get ready to call 424-2600 and tell us what Christmas movie this is from. And I'm actually going to play a couple quotes if people don't get it right away. So
all
let's
right.
see here. Here we go.
Faith is believing in things when common sense tells you not to. Don't you see? It's not just Chris that's on trial. It's everything he stands for. It's kindness,
Chris,
and joy and love and all the other intangibles.
Let's go ahead and get another one in here. Go ahead and call up 424-2600. Tell us what movie this is from.
All my life I've wondered something, and now's my chance to find out. I'm going to find the answer to a question that's puzzled the world for centuries. Does Santa Claus sleep with his whiskers outside or in?
Always sleeping them out. Cold air makes them grow.
Grow.
I love the way he says that.
God, he says it go good. Good morning. You got an answer for us? What do you think? What movie is that from?
Miracle on 34th Street.
Yes, it is. Nicely done. Nicely done, sir. Let me get you your winning bell. It's the only. There we go. Yeah. Well done, sir. What name? Give me your first name. Where you're calling us from?
Larry Ham, Rapids.
Larry, thank you so much for calling us up, and we love to get our Rapids winners here. Larry, did you know that one right away?
Yes.
Yeah, I was a little worried about it because it's some of those lines aren't necessarily, I don't know if they're common knowledge, but I think that the first one I played is a little bit of one, and that second one there I thought for sure was. Larry, a big fan of Miracle on 34th Street?
I am.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. It's one of my all-time favorites.
Me too.
Larry, thank you so much for playing along, hanging out with us. You are our newest star of the day. Just win yourself two concrete mixers, two value baskets from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Appreciate if you hang on the line. We can get a little information from you. But thank you so much for listening and playing along, Larry.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate the time from Mr. Larry there. That was great.
Yes.
Got that one right away and relieved me because I was a little nervous about that. Now, is that a little on the nose? I don't care. We wanted to celebrate because our good friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater have Miracle on 34th Street kicking up on December 9th, and we're going to have them on with us today on Morning Magazine. So just thought, hey, this is just all too, it falls right into place. Why not play some lines from the wonderful show Miracle on 34th Street.
Indeed.
What I always enjoyed about it is just one of those, it's such a different Christmas movie to me.
It is.
I still don't think that to this day there has been a Christmas movie like it or anything even like it. I don't think there's many movies like A Miracle on 34th Street.
I remember watching it for the first time and I was like, I was a little reluctant because I was younger and I'm like, what's this? Santa Claus movie? Whatever. And then, you know, I was watching, but when they got to the courtroom part, I was like, whoa. What's going on here? And that, it totally hooked me from then on. I mean, I was like, boom, yes.
There are so many great lines from that play, from that movie, that play, however you want to put it. And so one of the times he's talking about Kris Kringle, and that this man is Kris Kringle. Everybody's writing Kris Kringle all these letters.
Yeah, right.
And therefore, the United States government acknowledges this, yeah. So that he is. It's so cool how they break. It's like a Law and Order part, Christmas yep. episode. Yes. It's just great.
This man is actually Santa Claus, yeah, right?
It's pretty great. Cool. As a kid, I just thought that was so cool. A unique twist on the story idea. And a wonderful way of speaking about what faith and hope is.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
We're going to talk to Larry. I got to get him my agent's information because he is our newest star of the day. A big thank you to our great friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Get some Culvers in your life. Get on over there this weekend. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, have some more fun right here on Mornings at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. We hope you're having a great Friday out there. Thank you for hanging out with us here on the morning show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Hope you guys are having a great one. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Shout out to Larry, our newest star of the day. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for hanging out and playing along, Larry. Be listening next week for another opportunity to listen to a Christmas quote from a famous Christmas movie and win yourself some free Culvers.
Mm-hmm.
All that those Christmas movies, taking in all that knowledge over the years, is all going to pay off now.
Finally.
Got the top baby names for 2023. That's kind of interesting to me. If you're having a baby in 2023, or even multiple like Nick Cannon, you can... It's a bad shot. A baby name website has just put out a list of names that they think will be popular in 2023. So not necessarily names that are already rising. These are ones that predict, they predict could make serious gains next year.
Ooh, okay.
And in most cases, they didn't specify a gender. So keep that in mind as well.
Okay, sure.
So just kind of rolling through some of these here, because there is a list of 23. We don't have to go through all of them. But Yuna, Y-U-N-A. It shares sounds with ultra-popular Luna, but much of its appeal lies in the fact that it's a multicultural mini-name.
Oh, I like that one.
I love that name.
Yuna. Yuna. It's a very pretty name. Yeah.
Very. True. T-R-U. Part modern virtue, part vintage nickname, and streamlined.
True. Let's see what I do there.
I think this is interesting. Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah.
Spelled how?
Just same old way you'd always spell it. S-U-N-D.
Day of the week?
Yeah, day of the week. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I do it the treat myself, but you know, that's me.
D-A-E.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Sunday will never be the same.
I like this because, you know, whenever we do these lists, it's always fun to see these unique names and then to see some old classics like Rose.
Oh, Rose is such a great name.
It is a great one.
Yeah.
Pretty name.
Romy. R-O-M-Y.
Romy.
Yeah, it's a good one. I like that one.
Oh, yeah.
The alternate of Remy, I guess. Remy and Romy.
Yeah.
Romulus and Remus. Going back to ancient Italy.
Nice,
there you go.
Nice.
May as well.
Noah as a girl's name.
Oh, I like
interesting.
That.
Interesting.
Yeah. N-O-A. I suppose you can spell it the same way. It doesn't matter.
I think, you know, when it comes to names that have kind of like been lost in the shuffle a little bit and they haven't been in our used in a long time, I think it's cool to bring them back and you use them in a unique way like that.
I agree. That's very cool. Yeah.
And I think Noah, has always been kind of a cool name.
Yes.
I never really thought about it for a girl, but now that I'm thinking about it, it sounds really good.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, it pops up. That's a name that just pops up here and there.
Yeah.
No, I know a younger in our congregation, his name is Noah, which is, I think it's a cool name. I really like it.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like names that sound strong, but also smooth. Like, something about that. I think this is one of those. Marigold.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful name.
It is. Plus, lots of nicknames.
Yeah.
Goldie. True. Mary. Yeah. I mean, you can do a lot with that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful, wonderful plant.
That's true.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It has so many awesome properties.
Name your child after beautiful things. That's a good idea, right?
Yeah. Hey, Sunrise, get over here.
Yeah, oh, that'd be a great name, man.
Get over here, Sunrise.
Sunny for short.
Yeah, there you go. Nice, yep. Nice.
I don't think shrimp curry is a good name, though. It's a beautiful thing to me.
Is that a beautiful thing? It's tasty.
It is. It's so beautiful.
Only if you are a famous celebrity. Then you can name your child that. Then you can.
Or if it's Steph Curry.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, nice, nice.
You just name his kid that?
Shrimp. I think shrimp is a good first name, though, for any kid.
No, but you had to get the winning bell on that one, you too. Yeah. That was good. That was
well
good.
Well done.
Louie.
Just Louie.
Okay. Just Louie.
That's a classic.
Or Louise.
Or Louise.
Louise, either one. Yeah. Both are great. I love the name Louise.
Yes, Louise is underused. Yes, or Louis, yes.
Yeah, that's both a nice are good, one. Yeah. One of my favorite names, so much so that you look at my early writings, and like every one of my stories had a character named Linus. Everyone.
That's a great name.
I just always liked the name. I don't know why.
Were you
a
Peanuts fan?
Yes.
That's an obvious part.
There's a famous Linus in a movie or a play. I can't think of. Darn it.
I know what you're talking about, but it doesn't come to mind.
So that too. It also came to me from that too. But I've just always liked that name. And I like using names in stories that aren't used very often.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, you just don't hear that name anymore.
No, you don't. You do not. Mm-mm.
And I can't really place why. It's not like it's a bad name or it doesn't have any...
No.
Like certain names, I think we all understand why Adolf don't get used anymore. You know, there's certain names we understand. Some of these, I'm not sure why they went away necessarily. Maybe it just got used overabundantly and, you know.
That happens a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A classic retro and quirky still, Jolene.
Okay, everyone, you know what just popped into your head. You know what just popped into your head.
Yep. Yes, and do you know somebody with that name? Because they can't stand that song.
I dated a girl in junior high named Jolene, and she, from what I remember, was not a fan. Yes, I do. From what I remember, I don't think she was a fan of the
song. Just because they hear it all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody tells, what's your name, Jolene? And they start singing it,
right?
Well, and it's not like the Jolene in the song is like somebody you want to be.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah, it's not about a nice
I used to work with a Jolene, and mm-hmm. That never came up, though, if I remember correctly. Yeah. That song never came up, so...
I love that Dolly Parton, what was it, in the past year, she came out in an interview and said that she's never going to say who this Jolene is.
Nope.
But they're still sort of friends, or they became friends, and they're still sort of, you know, talk and everything. Mm-hmm. And then she said, well, I got the man. Or no, she looked at her husband or whatever, and he's passed out on the couch and stuff. And she's like, well, I don't know.
Maybe you could have him.
Yeah, it was something like that. It was just perfect Dolly. It was hilarious. Everest.
Mm.
Everest is a strong name.
That's a very strong name. Name it after the largest mountain in the world.
I have a cousin named Everett.
Everett's a good one, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Everest would be cool.
My nephew August's middle name is Everett. August Everett.
Oh. Yep. I like that.
That's good.
Elo. E-L-I-O. Or Elio.
Is it Elio?
Yeah, maybe it's Elio.
Either or.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's an interesting one. Yeah.
I don't think I've heard that before.
Me neither.
That feels like you were trying too hard to come up with an original name.
And wouldn't he just get called Leo?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Or she.
Yep.
True.
Could be either or. Yeah.
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 I did know a girl that went by the nickname Lee. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I think that was her middle name, like Sandra Lee, I think her name was, or something. Okay. She went by Lee.
That's cool.
Yeah. Cosmo. Scarlett Johansson's son's name. They named their son's Cosmo.
That's a classic.
It's a good one. That's a good one.
It sounds like an animal name to me.
Kind of does.
Hey, it's Cosmo. The Cosmo the dog.
Perfect name for a dog.
Celeste. C-E-L-E-S-T-E.
That is Celeste. Yeah, yes.
That's a classic name.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly forgot all about that name, and that is beautiful. Yeah,
yes.
That is a really good one. Billy, B-I-L-L-I-E, similar like to Billie Eilish.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
That's why that one's coming back.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's a classic. That's a good one. That's a go-to
Billy
one.
Billy the Kid.
Yeah. Archie. Harry and Meghan named their son Archie, of course.
Yep.
Now, they did this. The interesting thing about this one is that name was like rising in popularity and doing really, really big. Mm-hmm. And then they named their son it, and it kind of like just died on the vine, like kind of right there.
Oh, man.
It's kind of weird.
I like the name Archie, especially if it's if you're actually going to give him the full name, Archibald.
Yeah.
And then call him Archie, because I actually like Archibald.
I like Archibald, too, but I'm on the other end. I like the shortened Art. I like calling somebody Art.
Art.
And I think of Art Carney right away. And Art Carney is one of my favorite people ever. So I like that name.
Artie Johnson. Oh, another great actor, yeah, Artie Johnson.
Another good one. That was good. And number one on the list, Alden. A-L-D-E-N.
Hmm. Alden. Alden.
Didn't see
my
that
My brother
coming.
Has a good friend named Alden.
Really?
And he's the only person named that I've ever met.
Yeah. I've never met an Alden.
Yeah, me neither. Good name, though. I like the name.
And a cool guy.
Yeah. It feels, doesn't it feel like with some names, like, you know, okay, well, your parents knew you were going to be cool. They named you Alden. Like,
yeah.
You know, it feels like that sometimes. Like, there's certain people I meet, and like, yeah, you fit your name.
Or an Alton. Alton is actually a pretty cool name.
That
of course,
is a good
that's,
one too.
I say that because of Alton Brown, and I'm really a big fan of his, but, you know.
I had to look back on Linus because I was really just curious. So I'm going to tell us a little history of that, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Greek boy's name that means flax or flax-colored. Ooh. In Greek mythology, Linus is the son of Apollo, a talented musician. He was killed by his father because he rivaled the Olympian god's own musical talents. In another myth, he was the music teacher of both Hercules and Orpheus.
Oh, I guarantee, even though I don't know this for sure, I guarantee that Charles Schulz knew that, and that's why he had this piano player named Linus.
Well, that's actually Schroeder. But
that is Schroeder. No, you're right. You're right. That is Schroeder.
But
I got it all mixed up.
I still think you're right, though. I think he knew what he was doing when he named all of those characters.
Yeah, that I do think that there's some specifics to it, but I was completely off on that part.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. How dare I lose my Peanuts card.
Oh,
now you know what that means, though. Now, for the rest of the day, I got to walk around like sad Charlie Brown. Boom, boom, boom. Just my head down. Boom, boom, boom.
Only if Seth runs up and sets a football in front of you now.
We are going to carry this laughter into the next hour, where we are going to have any right stories, good stories of the day, touch on some entertainment news. And don't forget, everybody, we're going to get you a chance to qualify for a free ham from Quality Foods.
We're going to ham it up.
Yes, ham it up coming up here on Mornings at WFHR, where we are a locally grown radio.